We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at Maison 208, which is 208 South 13th Street. It's the new restaurant here from chef owner Selvasana. He was a Top Chef contestant. So tell me a little bit about what it took to open the restaurant. How long did it take you from conception to opening?
Well, you know, Maison 208 has been around for almost 3 years now. So we started out building it back in 2014. We were going doing well with construction. The main guy behind this is Herb Reed with Maze Hospitality. And when we were about 60% completion, it was all framed, foundations were laid. We had an arson fire and it really set us back. And it took about a little more than three years to bring it all together.
So what's the feeling for you now that you're finally open?
Well, you know, it's a little relief, but it's also a little anxiousness. You know, there is a lot going on. We had a lot of time to think about it, but now it's like making sure it's somewhat perfect because we had so much time, so there's really no excuses for mistakes.
Is this your first restaurant?
No, it's not. I've seen a couple restaurants. This is my first building from scratch restaurant that we had to actually rebuild again. But I've opened 2-3 restaurants from the beginning.
Now, the first thing that strikes me when I walk in the door, obviously the decor, and you have these beautiful birdcage chandeliers and some birds on the wallpaper. What's the connection with the bird peacock theme?
It's actually, there is a 90-foot mural outside of the building. It's designed and curated by James Burns, which is a local muralist with the mural arts program, and it really took art form into the restaurant space that after he built it, we commissioned him to continue the work inside the restaurant. So it bleeds all the way from the ceiling to the second floor and all the way to the first floor of our entrance, but it goes all the way up to the outside of the building.
So my naked eye thinks this looks like wallpaper, but it's not, it's paint.
No, it's we would call it fancy wallpaper. It's part of the mural that has been transformed from outside of the building into the inside of the building.
Wow, gorgeous. All right, what do you want people to know about your restaurant?
You know, we want them to know that Maison is just a semi-casual, elegant restaurant that just wants to be part of the neighborhood, and we want to grow with the neighborhood.
How would you characterize the food, and what's on the menu?
You know, the food is American, a hint of French, but mostly more American. We have pork belly on the menu. We have an island lollipop that I'm stuffing with a little Kobe beef and a lot of curry. We also have a whole dorade, which is a French style in the snapper bass family. It comes with like a mushroom broth with a little grape vinegar, cherry tomatoes, potatoes. I also have a Berkshire, which is a Karabuda breed pork shank that's been braised for about 12 hours in the oven with a little coconut milk and a green scallions, curry, and a little chili. And we also have one of my favorites. We have a Haitian coffee brine duck breast that we do with a Malay cake and a little foie gras.
I can smell the pork cooking as you walk in the restaurant. It fills the aroma fills the air.
Yeah, I actually have 20 of them in the oven right now.
Okay, so you mentioned the Haitian coffee. How much do you pull from your own Haitian background?
You know, it's a lot. For me, it's, you know, I was born Haitian, but I did a lot of French cuisine, and I'm drawing from those similarities. But with Tashan and my last few ventures, I drew from the spice element of growing up in my background. So I want to put some of that here at Maison. So we are drawing from some of the spices. I mean, and not that to say everything is spicy, but like when we use black pepper, we use a good amount of it.
Is that very Haitian?
That is very Haitian. There's onions and butter and everything.
What did you learn from Top Chef that you're bringing to the restaurant?
From Top Chef, it was just a little more of that confidence. It's more of that alertness. Really creating a dish in 20 minutes and have people be awed by it was a challenge. But as I started executing it more and more, I realized it could be done. Like, especially for a chef like me, I tend to overanalyze everything and I research a lot. So when I create a dish, it's just months and months of thinking and how I want it. It's never a 20-minute process. process.
And sometimes you don't have that time on those challenges to think for a long time.
No, you don't have that time. We're used to making things, testing it, getting feedback, going back and fixing it. The whole thing with Top Chef was just like, make it and be happy with it.
Is there one like challenge in particular that stands out in your mind that you really got a lot out of?
You know, I really got a lot out of the Edna Lewis challenge, which, you know, I won. But I got a lot out of that, and that actually was the backbone for the whole dorade, which was a southern fried fish that I created on the show. So now that I had a little more time to think about it, so I surrounded by petite vegetables, potatoes, cherry, little zucchinis, and then I really took a time to make a nice vegetable mushroom vinegar broth that goes with it.
What a nice surprise that you created this dish and you're like, oh, you know, I really like that. I'm going to revisit it.
Yeah, it's like that and the lollipops. So there's two dishes that I created on Top Chef that made their way into the menu.
Now, you're from New York. What brought you to Philadelphia?
So I'm from New York. I'm going to say Stephen Starr brought me to Philadelphia. I actually was working at Budokan in New York, and I went to do a job in Puerto Rico for about 2.5 years, and I was making my way back into New York at Budokan, and I did a tasting here in Philadelphia with Stephen Starr and Budokan, and I ended up in Budokan, Philly instead of New York.
And so how did that happen from the tasting in Philly, the visit, to opening up your own restaurant here in this city?
Well, I mean, it's been, you know, there's a big gap. Yeah. There's a big 5-year gap in between that, but it's been a long journey, and it still is. So for us, it's still day one. And it will be day one for the next 5 years.
What are your dreams, your aspirations for Maison 208?
Maison 208 is just to be, to be comfortable, alive, part of the neighborhood. We want to grow. We want to do a brunch menu later on. As we get a little more comfortable, we have some outdoor seating that's coming soon. So we just, again, we want to grow with the neighborhood, but we also want them to have a fun and enjoyable time. Hence the two floors and the a relaxed atmosphere upstairs.
What do you want to say about where you fit into the neighborhood? What's your puzzle piece like?
You know, I think my puzzle piece is like that little elegant, classic, but yet refined. There's not too many French. I think we've covered every other cuisine in this strip on 13th Street, and there's no really like French style. So, you know, my style is a little more American with French presentations, and it's hard. I'm trying to stay away from the Asian, but you know, sometimes it sneaks in there.
Is that what you do a lot? You do a lot of Asian?
With all the Budokan, so this was 7 years of Asian cuisine, so.
I think with your Haitian background, it would be like Haitian Creole French.
That's exactly what it is. So it's Haitian Creole French, and that's the idea and the style that I'm trying to bring out.
What was the most difficult part about opening?
Just opening. Opening was the most difficult part about opening.
Because it took so long.
Because, yeah. I mean, we didn't just open a restaurant. We created a building. And, you know, and again, that goes all to Herb Reed of Mace Hospitality. He literally created a building from the ground up where we had to dig, lay foundation, lay cement, and then put every piece of sheetrock in here. So
it's brand new?
It's brand new. So that's why I told the guys, it's not a new kitchen, it's a new building.
What do you want to tell us about the bar?
The bar is beautiful. So the bar itself, we have...
The bar looks like a centerpiece here.
The bar, we actually have three bars. So there's two more bars upstairs. The bar down here was like a zinc top, very iconic. We wanted it to be very open and very spacey. So the bartenders are a little spoiled. They have a lot of room. I think there's only one or two bartenders. There's about 42 seats down here. But upstairs, we have a more loungy area that we're calling the social. So it's more for sipping and drinking champagne and cocktails and after-dinner desserts.
So if somebody has a little bit of a wait before dinner, you just send them upstairs?
Actually, our waiting room is upstairs.
Nice. What are you most looking forward to within your first weeks of opening?
I mean, there's a lot of anticipation, and there's a lot of people walking through the door. We just don't want to disappoint, and we want everyone to have a good time coming in.
How are your nerves?
Nerves are shot. Yeah, nerves are shot. Yeah.
What's more nerve-wracking, Top Chef or opening this restaurant?
No, definitely this restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, between all the reviewers and all the bloggers, I literally have Padmas and Toms all around me every day sitting down in the dining room.
All right, what do you want to say to the city of Philadelphia?
City of Philadelphia, welcome to Maison, and our doors open.
Sylvasana is the chef owner of Maison 208 here at 208 South 13th Street. Thank you so much, and congratulations on your opening.
Thank you. See you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.